course, you'll know in recent weeks, the pollution of the Vaal River has been an issue we have addressed on this show. And we just thought we'd do a follow up on it. We spoke a couple of weeks ago to Maureen Stewart, who was one of the first people to alert us to the crisis that's happening there. She's the chairperson of Save the Vaal Environment, and she joins us now this morning. Maureen, good morning to you. I mean, just to take us back to some of what has been observed there. You've been part of this lobby group, Save the Vaal, for a number of years now. The situation doesn't seem to be getting any better, does it?
Morning, Bulgani. I'm sorry to say that the situation is getting worse by the day. We have a raw sewage flowing into the Vaal River from several sources between Vereeniging, Van der Bijl, and this dirty water is now going through the Vaal barrage and has gone some 22 kilometers downstream to Parys, where the evidence of the pollution is seen in thousands of fish dying. It's a very sad situation.
I mean, this is an issue that's been around for a number of years now. It's been reported extensively in the media. I've been to the Vaal River. I've done stories there when I was at Carte Blanche, certainly. Why has there been no action? Why have things not been done, certainly to your satisfaction, as the people who are raising these concerns?
Well, firstly, the local municipality, the Infilini local municipality, is responsible for the treatment of wastewater. It's part of their service delivery function. That council simply has no money, and the situation has been getting worse to the extent that at times they have not had petrol in their vehicles to send out maintenance teams. That is how bad it is. Just recently, in February, in fact, this year, we went to the High Court about this, and we got a very strong court order against the Infilini local municipality to stop pollution of the Vaal River, and to also provide us with a very comprehensive report on their plans as to how the problem would be fixed. The result of that is that because of the lack of money, and the fact that the report that they did send us was inadequate, the council is now in contempt of court. That is the one issue. The second problem is that the Department of Water and Sanitation, who is responsible legally or through the legislation for the quality of raw water in our dams and rivers, they have taken no action over the years. They've issued one or two directives, but never followed up on them. They have been well aware of the situation, and simply no action has happened.
Maureen, didn't they, in 2015, the Minister of Water and Sanitation did make a commitment regarding to a capital initiative to build a new sewage system in Mfuleni? Wasn't that commitment something that would have encouraged you?
It did encourage us very much, but it never got off the drawing board. We are still sitting there. That system has not been implemented at all. The drawings were completed at great cost because the plan was changed three times, and now we still sit with the problem.
All right, tell you what, Maureen, let's keep you on the line because I do want Sibusiso Mthembu, who's the Gauteng Regional Head of the Department of Water and Sanitation, to weigh in on this. You'll remember, of course, a couple of weeks ago, we spoke to Jacob Kawe from that municipality about the water supply issue and debt, and those are some of the things he raised. But what does province have to say?
702. Right of reply.
Right, so Sibusiso Mthembu joins us now on the line. Good morning to you and thank you for your time.
Morning, Bozani, and morning to the viewers.
You've listened to what Maureen had to say. They've been raising these concerns for a number of years now. How is it that we're still here with, in fact, the situation getting worse?
Bozani, it's a whole suite of challenges that we have experienced in the Vaal area, particularly with the sewage handling. The feedback regional sewer scheme is an old scheme that was not created to cater for the number of communities that we currently have on the scheme. Now, with the expansion of the population and the new settlements that are being created, it put a lot of pressure on the system to cater for the older scheme. But what we have done on our side, particularly to come back to Maureen's point, we did also go to the 24th, to do some assessment in terms of the fish kill that were reported. And we took some samples in terms of to get to the lab to test them in terms of the cause. We wanted to understand what could be the cause. We know generally, you could say the pollution as a result of wastewater going to the Vaal River is responsible for the fish kill, but we want to get to the actual problem. So we did those tests, and we took them to CSIR, and they are back. And it's been reported as if the department is denying the fish kill as a result of pollution, which is not necessarily the case.
Hold on, am I to understand that you are telling me, Sibusiso Mthembu, after all the years of these issues being highlighted, as I say, extensively in the media by people like Maureen Stewart and Save the Vaal, are you saying to me that at this late stage, part of what you are doing is to try and figure out what the problem might be?
Not necessarily, Bongani. I was just referring to the fish kill that has been reported in the media in the last week or two. But we do understand what the problem is.
But what I'm asking you isn't just about what's happened or been reported in the last week. I'm saying to you, after years of these issues being highlighted, what on earth is going on?
All right. Infrastructure is not coping, Mohani. And two, there are a number of pump stations in that whole scheme that need major refurbishment. And these pump stations have been neglected over a long time.
Why? Why have they been neglected? Why is it okay to say in an interview like this that, oh, you know, those pump stations have been neglected for a number of, for some time? Why is that something that's even okay to say?
It is not okay. That's the important thing. It's not okay. We have been meeting with the municipality in Tulane to try and raise the importance of the pump stations to be refurbished. And as Maureen has just said, one of the issues is the funding, because it costs so much. And what we have done, though, we have to date about 8 directives and notices to issue directives between 2014 and today. It's not necessarily that we have not acted in the department. We have actually met with the Tulane municipality on a number of occasions to bring it to them that they needed to...
But again, Sibusiso, I'm sorry to come in. I'm really sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. Please forgive me. But again, it's been years. Do you understand my frustration? It's been years. When you tell me there is no funding, I have to ask you, does that suggest then that there's no plan, that no one really is in charge? Nobody has a clue how this is going to be fixed? When Maureen tells us that there isn't even money for petrol in the vehicles to go and do maintenance, surely that suggests that no one is in charge. No one has a plan here. That's what I'm hearing from you.
Not necessarily, Bongani. There is a plan, and they have submitted the same plan that they gave to Maureen. They gave it to us in terms of what they are planning to do on the refurbishment. We actually, Bongani, I must say, the department has gone further to intervene by providing some of the funding for some of the minor refurbishments that needed to be done. And, Bongani, I must point out, we are busy currently at the Sibokeng Wastewater Works to upgrade the treatment facility. We are currently sitting at module 6, but we do acknowledge that the previous modules, 3 to 5, have not been properly functioning. And that we have raised with the municipality to say they need to look at other alternative sources of funding to ensure that the necessary refurbishments are actually done on the street.
Yeah.
Which in the last few weeks, we had a minor strike by the community demanding employment. That had resulted in an effluent going to the Vaal River.
All right. Sibusiso, we're going to have to leave it there, I'm afraid. We've run out of time. Sibusiso Mthembu, the Gauteng regional head of the Department of Water and Sanitation. I don't know, Maureen, I'll give you a parting shot on this. I have absolutely zero confidence anything's going to change, certainly not from listening to that explanation. Maureen?
Hello. Yes, I have got a lot of comments to make on that.
Just one quick one. One final one.
The time is short. We're tired of hearing of plans. We want action. There must be action on the ground. We want to see people working there and fixing things and stopping pollution of the river. That is what has got to happen. The time for planning should be long over. They've been planning for 10 years.
All right. Maureen Stewart there, the Vice Chairperson of Save the Vaal Environment.